President Obama wants it to be easier for the debt collectors to call you on your cell phone. Little notice provision of the debt reduction proposal that he made to the Congress. It will allow those debt collectors to harass you on your cell phone if you owe money to the government, like your student loan. And joining us now live, Lauren Saunders at the National Consumer Law Center. Lauren, basically, this is because a lot of young people simply don't have a hard line anymore. They've got cell phones, but it is also, you know, sort of opening the door to a lot of other stuff.
Well, absolutely. We really view this as a proposal by the debt collection industry to, you know, have the camel's nose under the tent. They want to be able to call everybody on their cell phones, not just people who owe money, but friends and family and people with similar names or phone numbers. And if we open up cell phones to these sorts of calls, I think we're all going to regret it.
Yeah, I mean, I think all of us at one time or another have gotten a phone call from a debt collector saying, does thus and so live at this address? And you say, I've never heard of that person, and honestly so. And yet they keep hammering you, thinking that somehow that person's at your place and that you're covering for them, and now it comes to your cell phone.
That's right. And right now, debt collectors have to screen out cell phones before they make phone calls. So you'll still get those calls at home, but for the most part, you don't get them on your cell phone. This would change that, and I think it would open up everybody to a lot of abusive cell phone calls. And, you know, as for the students, most people who aren't paying their student loans is because they can't get a job in this economy. And harassing them with robocalls is not going to solve the deficit.
So the bottom line is, how do you stop it? I mean, is this something that the Congress is going to go for as part of the president's plan?
Well, that's a good question, and I think, you know, members of Congress need to hear from consumers and all Americans that they don't want abusive calls on their cell phones. There's also a bill been introduced to open up cell phones to all sorts of informational calls by businesses. And, you know, if you want to be called on your cell phone, fine, you can provide that number. But if you don't, they shouldn't get on telemarketing lists, and you shouldn't be besieged with calls that you don't want. And,
yeah,
and Congress needs to hear that.
Yeah, of course, you could always say when that phone call comes in, sorry, can't talk, driving. That might be one way of getting around it. All right, Lauren, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Lauren Saunders there at the National Consumer Law Center.